The unmistakable harmonica playing of Brendan Power there from his album Tradish with the Dingle Angle. And as ever, I will play you the full version of that at the end of the podcast. I'm sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. My name is Mike Harding. And is it spring that has sprung? It certainly seems like it. There's crocuses or crocus eye or whatever you call the multiples all over the place, and it is really mild, and it's been sunny, and the birds are singing, and I've had my first jab of vaccine, so I'm feeling bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. To paraphrase W.B. Yeats, I am sitting in the interesting rag-and-bone shop of my ears. In other words, I've got a right jumble of tracks to bring you, something old, something new, something borrowed, but none of it blue, as far as I know. Just when I thought I couldn't get any more tracks in this particular podcast, CDs came flying through the letterbox. Some I'd bought online, some I hadn't, and there were quite a few that came whirling down the ether in the shape of MP3s. So less talk from me, the more music. An acoustic version of this great song is now available on Keith Christmas's website. It's a folk rock version, I suppose you could call it, of one of his best songs ever. Fat Cat, Big Fish. Too big, who's gonna reel him in? Well, one fat cat has been reeled in, the Honourable Donald Trump is no longer strutting and fretting, his hour upon the stage in the USA. Fingers crossed for Joe that things go his way. Now, Gaol, G-A-O-L, is the title of the new album from Rachel Walker. Would you believe it's 10 years since that wonderful singer released an album? The new one has got 11 tracks of her own songs in Gaelic and in English, but the track I'm going to play you now is actually a traditional song. Tír is Sal, Land and Sea. It's a traditional walking song. Walking, as many of you will know, nothing to do with using your legs. Walking is the term used for the women, mostly of the islands and highlands of Scotland, who walk the cloth. That is, beat it in a tub. Used to sit side by side in long lines in these long troughs, and they would take the tweed cloth woven from their own sheep, and they would walk it, soften it in urine. And while they were doing that, they would sing chants like this one. Land and Sea, Tír is Sal. Tír is Sal, a traditional walking song from Rachel Walker's new album, Gaol, G-A-O-L. And I'll play you a track or two from that next month, hopefully, if we're all still here. Now, an old pal of mine, Pete Cunningham, sent me an email a couple of weeks back after I played a few tracks of a cappella English folk groups. And he reminded me of the band Filigree, of which he was once a member, together with Pat Turner, Roger and Christine Jeffrey. Well, the four of them had various, I suppose you'd say, influences. Everything from very, very traditional unaccompanied music to more contemporary folk music. But somehow they melded together and made what I think is a really terrific sound. I'm going to read you a little bit from an email that Pete sent me about Filigree. We toured many clubs, mainly in the south, and a few festivals, including Sidmouth and Towersey, with a good deal of success. Roger worked at the Orange Music Shop in London, and Filigree recorded an album in the studio under the shop. Sadly, 2 weeks later, Chris complained of a severe backache and was admitted into hospital, where it was discovered she'd got acute liver cancer, and she died only 2 weeks later. We were absolutely devastated, of course, and the album was never released. I do have a copy of the original master, and that's attached to this email. Hope this is of some interest. Well, it certainly is of a lot of interest, because I think the band were absolutely fantastic, and I do hope that the album finally gets released. This is Filigree with what I can only describe as a majestic version of the traditional song, The Banks of the Nile.
The hearth, the drums are beating, love, and I must haste away. The bugles sweetly sound, that I can no longer stay. We are called up to Portsmouth, and it's many a weary mile to fight the foreign heathens on the banks of the Nile. The banks of the Nile. Oh, Willie, dearest William, don't leave me here to mourn. Don't make me curse and rue the day that ever I was born. For parting from you, Willie, is like parting from me life. Oh, stay at home, dear William, and I will be thee wife. And I will be thee wife. Oh, I'll cut off me yellow hair and go along with you. I'll dress myself in velveteen and go and see Egypt too. I'll fight and toll me banner, love and fortune it may smile. We'll gather love and honour on the banks of the Nile. The banks of the Nile. Your waist it is too slender, love, your features are too fine. Your constitution's weak, me love, to stand a long campaign. The sultry sands of Egypt your precious blood may spoil. The sandy desert places on the banks of the Nile. The banks of the Nile. Oh, cursed, cursed be the day that ever wars began. For they've taken out of England full many a fine young man. They've gone to fight the wars, me love, on that unwholesome soil. They never shall return from the banks of the Nile. The banks of the Nile.
Filigree there with a cracking version of The Banks of the Nile from their unreleased album. And if there are any record label managers out there listening, I think that's well worth a release. I'll play another track later on in the podcast. Now, I know nothing at all about this next young lady. She's called Maureen Bradley, is all I know. I think she lives in Donegal. And there is a wonderful YouTube clip of her, 13 years old, playing blues guitar and singing like you've never heard it played before, except by Blind Blake. This is Police Dog Blues, and I think it is stunning. I forgot to tell you before playing that clip that it was recorded in her front room. Unbelievable, 13 years old, Maureen Bradley, playing Police Dog Blues by Blind Blake, recorded first of all in 1929. And if you're listening, Maureen, please get in touch. I'd love to hear some more of your stuff. That is absolutely wonderful. Now here's another musical gem, because that genius that is Timothy Eady has got a new album coming out called I've Got Rhythm. I've ordered myself two copies already. He's been busy during lockdown as our Tim, and it's an album of incredible versions of jazz standards. He's playing pretty much everything on the CD himself, although he does have a few guests like Mike McGoldrick helping him out along the way. But here's Tim, all on his own, I think, with Lady Be Good. Well, that was just like Django Reinhardt meeting Russ Messina in the Hot Club de Paris, or the Hot Club de Cleethorpes, if you prefer it. Wow, I mean, Tim Eady plays jazz, melodeon, and jazz guitar like nobody else I've heard in years and years. And he's such a gracious and unassuming lad as well. I've known him since he was 15. He was a genius then, and nothing's changed. I'll play you another track from I Got Rhythm later on in the show, one with Michael McGoldrick on it. Now, many of you will know Rhiannon Giddens from her work with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, but of course she's gone on to have a tremendous solo career working all around the world, songs that she's writing herself and great versions of traditional songs too. She's living in Ireland now and has a new CD out with Francesco Turrish called They're Calling Me Home. and I've been very kindly sent the title track, which I'm going to play for you now.
An old friend lay on his dying bed, held my hand to his bony breast, and he whispered low as I bent my head, oh, they're calling me home, they're calling me home. My time is come to sail away. I know you love for me to stay, but I miss my friends of yesterday. I know you remember me when I'm gone. Remember my stories, remember my songs. I'll leave them on earth, sweet traces of gold.
Lovely, high, wide and lonesome mountain sound. That was Rhiannon Giddens with their Calling Me Home, which is the title track from her new album, which I hope to get a full copy of as soon as I can. Now, one of the most enjoyable afternoons of my laid-back life of recent years was sitting in a hotel garden in Portugal, listening to wonderful music from Brooks Williams and Boo Hewerdine. Just lying there with a glass of wine and listening to those two wonderful singers and songwriters work together. Well, Boo and Brooks have got together with Findlay Napier and Chris Drever during the lockdown period and have brought out a single, a wonderful version of Farewell to the Gold, a song which many of you know was written by Paul Metzers, and is probably best known for being covered by Nick Jones on his album Penguin Eggs. But this is an absolutely cracking version from the four chaps here, Brooks Williams, Chris Drever, Boo Hewardine and Findlay Napier, with the single Farewell to the Gold. Just listen to this. Brilliant.
Shot over river, your gold it is waning. It's a week since the color I've seen. But it's no use just sitting, Lady Luck blaming. So I'll pack up and make the break. Nearly 2 years since I left my old mother, fought adventure and gold by the pound. But Jimmy the prospector, he was another. The hells of Otago we were bound. The Cardroners Dry Valley all over, old Jimmy Williams and me. But they were panning good dirt on the winding shot over, so we headed down there just to see. Farewell, farewell.
Farewell to the Gold from Brooks Williams, Chris Drever, Boo Hewardine and Findlay Napier. And that's a single version. And if you want any information on how to get hold of that or anything else you've heard on this particular podcast, then go to 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com and there'll be links through there on the title page of this podcast, which will lead you through to all the websites of the artists that have appeared on the show. Good stuff. Right, now George Sampson, young George Sansom of that wonderful band Granny's Attic, produced a solo album a couple of months back, which I played on the show. Ever so impressed by the lad. Talented and a great singer. And another talented great singer in the trio is, of course, as many of you will know, Coin Braithwaite Kilcoyne. He's just produced a new album called Rakes and Misfits. And from it, this is a cracking version of the traditional song, The Jolly Highwayman.
Jolly highwayman, likewise a noted rover, I fairly drove me parents wild when first I went to roving. I've robbed the rich, I've robbed the great in a very rakish manner, not only to maintain myself, likewise me own dear mother. The very first man that I did rob, being a lord of honour, I did abuse this mighty lord in a very rakish manner. Deliver your money, kind sir, says I, without no more desire, for if you don't, it's my delight with powder shot to fire. I put me pistols to his breast, which made him for to shiver, 100 guineas all in bright gold to me he did deliver, besides a gold repeater watch to me he did surrender. I thought I had a noble prize for such a small endeavour. With 100 guineas all in bright gold, I brought a famous gelding. He couldn't jump over the turnpike gate, I bought it from Ned Fielding. Now mounted on me gallant steed, looking brave and daring, resolved all on the road I should go, no man I ever should fear him. But the very next man that I did rob, down in Covent Garden, not long after he was robbed in Newgate I was fastened. I've robbed lords, I've robbed earls of silver plate and money, not only to maintain myself, likewise me own dear Polly. But now in Newgate cells I lie until I am convicted, for me sorrow I mercy crave, for I am so afflicted. To hear the turnkey's locks and bolts at 6 o'clock in the morning, so on the Newgate I must drop. Fare thee well, me companion.
Stuff, and if I remember rightly, that was recorded in one hit. In fact, the whole album was just recorded in a room somewhere, nice room sound, and the lad just stood there in front of the microphone and just did it. Amazing musician, amazing singer. Coin Braithwaite Kilcoyne from his new album Rakes and Misfits with The Jolly Highwayman. I'm going to play two tracks back to back now, which have sort of got some relation because one's a lullaby and the other's about dreaming and John of Dreams coming in the night to sprinkle oofle dust on your eyelids and help you to go to sleep and have pleasant dreams. John of Dreams from Christy Moore's new album, I should say, album of new releases, live at Adair Manor here in this particular case, recorded in 1981 by RTE. John of Dreams, of course, great song written by Bill Caddick and one of Christy's most requested, I guess, items, because he does a wonderful version of this great song. Before that, you're going to hear Fiona Tindall singing Cadel Ciarach from, well, it's a single, it's not from an album, although it may be from an album in the future. And she sent me a link to the song that she recorded with her band North Channel last February, a year ago, just before the pandemic. She came home from America, where she's living now, to Dublin. She's from Clare originally, for a couple of weeks in Dublin on the 28th of February, thinking she'd get back to the studio and finish the album off. But she's been stuck in Dublin ever since. There's worse places to be stuck, I have to say. But it must be frustrating not being able to get home. Anyway, she was able to mix and master the single in Dublin, as is, and here it is. The song is a traditional lullaby in Scots Gaelic, or Gaelic, if you prefer. And I think that she just does a wonderful version. She's really interested, not in just Irish Gaelic, but also in the Scots tradition as well. And I think that this song is just absolutely mesmeric. It's beautiful. But let's see what you think. So here's Fiona Tindall first with Cadel Ciarach. And then after that, you're going to hear Christy Moore with John of Dreams.
Night comes and people homeward tread. Seek now your blanket and your feather bed. Home comes the rover, his journey is over. Yield up the night time to old John. Yield up the night time to old John at the Rings. Across the hill the sun has gone astray. Tomorrow's cares are many dreams away. The stars are flying, your candle is dying. Yield up the darkness to old John at the Rings. Yield up the darkness to old John at the Rings. Both man and master in the night are one. Some things are equal when the day is done. The prince and the ploughman, the slave and the free man, all find their comfort in old John at the Rings. All find their comfort in old John at the Rings. When sleep it comes, the dreams come running clear. The hawks of morning cannot reach you here. Sleep is a river, flow on forever. And for your boatman, choose old John at the Rings. And for your boatman, choose old John at the Rings.
Christy Moore with John o' Dreams, recorded live at Adair Manor in 1981 by RTE. And that comes from the album Christy Moore, The Early Years, 1969 to 1981. And before that, you heard Carol Kearach, the new single from Fiona Tindall. Lovely stuff. Now, Anne Feeney is a protest singer and activist who goes wherever she is needed to sing and to do what people like Pete Seeger have been doing and Bruce Springsteen have been doing for so long, standing up and being counted. This is a great version of the Column Sans song, Whatever You Say, Say Nothing, and it's from Anne Feeney's album Dump the Bosses Off Your Back. Just cop your whack for this.
Whatever you say, say nothing. When you speak about you know what, for if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll send you off to you know where, for who could say how long. So whatever you do, don't let anyone hear you sing this song. Now you all know what I'm speaking of when I mention you know what, and I fear it's very dangerous to even mention that. All the other ones are always near, although you may not see. And if anyone asks who told you that, please don't mention me. And whatever you say, say nothing when you speak about you know what. For if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll send you off to you know where, for who can say how long. So whatever you do, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. They all know who I'm speaking of when I mention you know who. And if you know who could hear us, you know what he'd do. So if you don't see me again, you'll know why I'm away. And if anyone asks you where I've gone, here's what you must say. Oh, whatever you say, say nothing when you speak about you know what. Or if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get. They'll send you off to you know where, but who could say how long. So whatever you do, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Well, that's enough about so-and-so, not to mention such-and-such. And I'd better end my song right here, I've already said too much. Oh, the less you say and the less you hear, the less you'll go astray. And the less you think and the less you do, the more you'll hear them say, ah, whatever you say, say nothing. When you speak about you know what, for if you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get. They'll send ya off to you know where, but who could say how long? So whatever you do, don't let anyone hear you sing this song. No, whatever you do, don't let anyone hear you sing this song.
Yes, sir. The album's called Dump the Bosses Off Your Back, and that was Anne Feeney with the Colin Sands song Whatever You Say, Say Nothing. Great version. Now, I'm not going to say too much about the next track because next month I'm hoping to be interviewing Sam Lee about an amazing new book he's got out all about nightingales and singing. I'll just leave that hanging there in the air and you can look forward to it at the end of next month. Meanwhile, this is Sam from his latest album, Old Wow, with a beautiful version of the traditional song, The Moon Shines Bright. And there's lots of other things happen within it, because he's a very, very inventive carrier of song.
The moon shines bright, and the stars give a light. In a little while it will be day. The voice of love, it calls upon us all and bids us awake and pray. Arise, arise, away thee rise, for life she is calling thee. For it might be the mothering of your sweet soul, if you open your eyes and see that the life of a man, it comes with little plan, it flourishes like a flower, as tender in the heart into which you're born, so cherish your every hour. Life she is calling me. Rise, arise, wake thee, arise, and evermore watchful be.
Sam Lee with The Moon Shines Bright from his album Old Wow, a song he learnt from the singing of Shirley Collins. It was collected originally by Lucy Broadwood in the south of England. And like I say, tune in next month at the end of March and you'll hear an interview with Sam, and we're going to be talking about his book, talking about English folk song and talking about the travelling community that he learned many of his songs from and loads of other stuff, but mostly about what is a fantastic book, beautifully illustrated and well written. Now, I've been collecting stuff over many, many years, and a few years back I got a box set, I suppose you would describe it, of CDs, which were remasters of old 78s of old-timey and USA roots music. Way back in the sort of Victorian and Edwardian period, of course, and then right through into the 1960s and beyond, when 78s were eventually phased out. I'm going to play you a track now which was actually recorded, I think, as a single, but then vanished into dust. Amazingly enough, the series is called Dust to Digital, and it's found its way out of the dust again because it's a old-timey, almost Appalachian song called The Voyage of Apollo 8, and it's sung by Blind Robert Ward.
Good kind people, a story I'll relate. The brave and valiant voyage of the ship Apollo 8. On Christmas Eve of 68, three brave men called the tune and sailed 230,000 miles on a trip around the moon. December 21st it was, I do recall the day. Frank Borman and James Lovell and William Anders lay strapped tight into their capsule. The time was opportune, and like a bullet fired from a gun, they were off around the moon. Death stared them in their faces, for space might be their tomb, but their courage was undaunted as they sped around the moon. And what they saw they told us of, the craters and the sights, and never in all history had man beheld the like. No man can quite describe it, no, neither late nor soon. It was without a parallel, that trip around the moon. Now Borman, Lovell, and Anders again are safe at home. The heroes of the world today, their voyage it is done. They brought to great day closer, when men will leave the womb and go following their footsteps far out beyond the moon.
I love that. I really love it. Modern day-ish folk song. celebrating the voyage of Apollo 8. Brilliant. That was Blind Robert Ward from the Phonotone Records box set coming out of Frederick, Maryland. And that was from Disc 3, which is called Some Summer Day. I don't know if you can get hold of the box set anymore. If you can, I suppose it'll be prohibitively expensive. But it is an absolutely great set of remastered recordings from the ancient and not so ancient past. Now, Ye Vagabonds, I've been a massive fan ever since day one. They've got a little two-track EP just out, and from it, this is a cracking version of I'm a Rover.
Away now, I cannot hurry. This morning's tempest I have to cross. I will be guided without a stumble into the arms that I love the most. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. It's while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. At last he came to his true love's dwelling. He sat him down there upon the stone, and through her window he whispered softly, "Is my true lover within the tone?" I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. She raised her head then from off her pillow. She raised the blanket from off her breast, and through her window she whispered softly, "Who is disturbing me from my night's rest?" I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. Get up now, it's your true lover. Get up now, let me in. For I am weary of my long journey, and I'm wet right into the skin. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. She raised her head then from off her pillow. She raised the set and she let them in, and they were locked in each other's arms until the long night was past and gone. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover of high degree. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company.
I just love those guys. I think their work is really superb. Unfussy, just all you need. A little bit of light accompaniment, two voices, brothers, and it works. Beautifully. Great stuff. That was I'm a Rover from the new EP from Ye Vagabonds. Another track from that later on in the show. Now, in the town square in Clifton, County Galway, Connemara, as it's otherwise known, is a memorial to the St. Patrick's Battalion, the San Patricios, several hundred largely Irish troops who fought as part of the Mexican army against the United States, the Conquistadors, in 1846-48. They were formed and led by John Riley, who came from Clifton. Before I play this next track from the wonderful album The Chieftains featuring Ray Cuda, the album's called San Patricio, and the track is called La Iguana, I'll just read you this, because John Riley met a very sticky end. In the heroic city of Veracruz, on the 31st of August of 1850, I, Don Ignacio José Jiménez, curate of the parish church of the Assumption of Our Lady, buried in the general cemetery the body of Juan Riley, of 45 years of age, a native of Ireland, unmarried, parents unknown, died as a result of drunkenness without sacraments. Tempted to say arriba, arriba, but I won't. Fantastic, that's a wonderful piece of music, La Iguana, from the Chieftains' album San Patricio, featuring Ray Cuda and a few snatches of Sonny Brogan's Mazurka, a traditional tune from County Donegal. And what a story. That is, John Riley leaves Clifton, joins the American Army, first deserts at the Civil War, joins the Mexican Army, and then ends up a drunkard, buried probably in an unmarked grave. Staying in Ireland, I'm going to play you one of the best tracks ever from any Irish musician ever, from one of the greatest albums ever, Avenging and Bright. This is Damien O'Kane with a cracking version of the traditional Irish reel, Castle Kelly.
Thank you.
Buffy lads, the Buffy lads, when they get fit, they're seeking a pocket kiss in a garden mist, a leave that I see's waiting. Oh, when I was new, it's sweet 16, she's just a blooming. Little did I think, at 19 I'd be greeting. They're Buffy lads, the Buffy lads, when they get fit, they're seeking a pocket kiss to a guidance, and leave the lassies waiting. For the fire boy lads, they're now brown lads, but they'll fall suddenly seeing, for they'll talk only then a while, and leave the lassies waiting. They're Buffy lads, the Buffy lads, when they get fit, they're seeking the pocket kiss to the guided list, and leave the lassies waiting. But if I had knew what time you can take my mother's bidding, I would leave you sitting by your fireside, crying hush about the bed. But they're Buffy lads, the Buffy lads, where they get fit, they're seeking the pocket kiss of the guidedness, and leave the lassies waiting. Well, it's Hosheba, for I'm your ma. The Lord knows where's your daddy, but I'll take care and I'll be aware the young lad's in the gloaming. For they're Buffy lads, they're Buffy lads, when they get fit, they're seeking to pack a kiss to the guy in the mist and leave the lassies waiting.
Well, I couldn't resist that. I thought it was just a good idea to play the Buffy lads there from E Vagabond's new EP at the end of that great track, Castle Kelly's, that comes from Avenging and Bright, wonderful album by Damien O'Kane, otherwise known as Mr. Kate Rusby. Great musician. And check out his singing, because he's up there with the best of them when it comes to singing traditional Irish songs, in my humble opinion. Now, I'm very happy for one reason here today, and that is that I'm loving this microphone. I always enjoy doing the show. I'm sitting here listening to the music and grooving along with it, in the case of that last piece. But also this new microphone, which, believe it or not, was bought entirely with donations to the show. I shelled out myself, but then a load of people sent money, including one very, very kind donor who will not be named, but it paid for the entire cost of the microphone, and I love it. Dead easy to work with, just suspended over my head. I don't even notice it's there, so I'm right enjoying this. And now I'm going to move on to something which gets me very, very angry. I'm fed up with people saying folk is the new rock and roll. Only this time it's sea shanties are the new rock and roll, because of that track which became the flavour of the month a few weeks back, Wellerman. The Longest Johns recorded that track ages and ages ago. They're a great shanty band, and in fact they're going on tour very soon, and I wish them all well because I think they're terrific. But I hope that people go and see them and then explore the richness of sea shanties and other folk music that there is out there, rather than just take that shallow bit of press, you know, coverage saying, oh look, this is weird and wonderful, it's called sea shanties. Oh, an elephant with only two legs over there, let's go and look at that. In other words, bread and bloody circuses. Rant over. I'm now going to play you the original version of Wellerman, and I'm going to follow that up from an album called Won't You Help Me Raise 'Em, the track from the Menhaden Chanty Men. The Menhaden is a fish found off the banks of North Carolina. It's not very tasty, so it's mostly used, I believe, sadly, as fertilizer. but the black crews that went out there fishing for them used to sing net-hauling songs to help them work, which is what shanties mostly were, work songs. And this is the last, I suppose, of the original bands of North Carolina chantymen, the Menhaden Chantymen, singing the title track from their album Help Me Raise 'Em. That's after the Longish Johns with the version of Well A Man.
There once was a ship that put to sea, and the name of that ship was the Billy O' T. The winds blew hard about it down, blow me bully boys blow. Soon may the Well-A-Man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She had not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Ha! Soon may the Well-A-Man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Before the boat had hit the water, the whale's tail came up and caught her. All hands to the side harpooned and fought her when she dived down below. Ha! Soon may the Well-A-Man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. No line was cut, no whale was freed. The captain's mind was not on greed, but he belonged to the whaleman's creed. She took that ship in tow. Soon may the Well-A-Man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. For 40 days or even more, the line went slack, then tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only 4, but still that whale did go. Soon may the Well-A-Man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. As far as I've heard, the fight's still on. The line's not cut and the whale's not gone. The Well-A-Man makes his irregular calls to encourage the captain, crew and all. Soon may the Well-A-Man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the Well-A-Man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Hey! me to Rivermore. Ho,
ho,
the absolute real deal. Help Me Raise 'Em from the Menhaden Chanty Men. The album's called Won't You Help Me to Raise 'Em? And I'm not sure if it's still available, but it's certainly well worth getting your hands on if you're interested in traditional and real shanties, because it's chock full of good, good stuff. Before that, you heard The Longest Johns with Well A Man from their album Between Wind and Water. And like I said, they are going on tour, I think, pretty well, as soon as we can go on tour again, if you know what I mean. So keep your eyes skinned for that one. Now, John Wilkes has become, I must say, and I think you'd agree, obsessed with the folk music of the Black Country, and in particular of his home city of Birmingham. Lots and lots of industrial folk songs existed, very few were collected because everybody thought that English folk song, Scottish folk song, Welsh folk song, Irish perhaps, was a rural thing. And you went out into the countryside with your pen and paper and wrote down the notes, or you took a tape recorder out into the countryside, or in the old days, a wax cylinder recorder, and you recorded, quote, the peasantry. Well, where did the peasantry go to work? They went to work in the factories. And what did they take with them? Their own songs. And they made more songs out of the conditions that they were in and what was happening to them there and then. But like I say, very little was recorded or collected. But there were broadside ballads produced to sell to the poor in the urban areas and also to take songs from the poor of the urban areas and put them in print and make money by selling them back to the common people themselves. One such is a track called The Pretty Girls of Brummagem, which appears as a broadside ballad and is here sung by John Wilkes on his new album of black country songs, Up the Cut. Cut, of course, being another word for a canal. This is cracking. Just have a listen to this. Brummagem, the old word for Birmingham. Like...
In beauty's heart to make a splash, with pride enough to stun one. On Saturday his clothes get out, on Sunday proudly struts about. By Monday he's all up the spout through charming girls of Brum. Means to be a slap up bow, I'll go where there is fun done. I'll wash my skin so lily white, I'll sport my Benjamin all right, and shan't I flare up, blow me tight, I'll game the girls of Brum. An old gentleman of 64 by gout and asthma plagued so sore, inspired by love, he feels pain no more. He's anxious as a young man. Cry, talk of age, poo poo all stuff. I'm quite the lad, I'm hale and buff. I'm 64, that's young enough to charm the girls of Brum. Their beauty charms both young and age. They really are by none done. their bliss, their lovely faces dear, wherever or when they will appear. And may good fortune always cheer the charming girls of Brum.
I love it. The Pretty Girls of Brummagin from John Wilkes' album Up the Cut. Now, while I was working in the shed, in my stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales on this show, there was a knock on the shed door and the postie was there with a hard copy of Tim Eadie's new album, I Got Rhythm. Up to now, all I had was the downloadable tracks that Tim sent me. I'm going to play you the title track from the album now, which has got Mike McGoldrick on it playing jazz flute. Damn it, I'd no idea that not only is he the best Irish flute player on the planet, but he's also a damn amazing jazz player too. I Got Rhythm. Unbelievable. Tim Eadie on absolutely everything there, apart from snare drum, played by Mike McGoldrick, and flute, played by Mike McGoldrick. And then I think it was Tim, took all the individual tracks and mixed down and produced it all. The guy's a genius. Well, two geniuses, two genii together, Mike McGoldrick and Tim Eadie. The album's got a wonderful picture of a little bunny rabbit on the front. I wish you could see it. With a pair of what looked like Apple earphones on. Brilliant stuff. Tim Eadie, I Got Rhythm. Do get the album because Tim, like the rest of us, has been without any work at all over the entire period of lockdown. And like most musicians, well, he's, you know, he's not exactly in the workhouse, but he's not making a mint either. And he does have two small children to look after. Go and get the bloody album, never mind what we're whittering about. The lad needs some money. Buy it. Right. On the last show, I played you a couple of tracks from an album made by Richard Thompson. And I said that it was part of a series that Richard made when he got loads of mates together and recorded mostly traditional music. Well, I've managed to get hold of another of the albums produced during that period, and it's called All Through the Year. I'm going to play you two tracks back to back now. First of all, Ray Fisher with the Burns song, the Robert Burns song, Now Wesleyan Winds. The great Ray Fisher, sadly no longer with us, who had one of the most wonderful folk voices ever. And I'm going to follow that with a song called The Day Before the War, written by Rob Johnson, and it's sung, again, sadly, by the late Roy Bailey, another of the great folk voices. Sadly, both no longer with us, but we do have at least the wonderful music that they created to remember them by.
Now western winds and slaughtering guns bring autumn's pleasant weather. The moorcock springs on whirring wings among the blooming heather. The waving grain who tower the plain delights the weary farmer, and the moon shines bright as I rove at night and think upon my charmer. Now the partridge loves the fruited fells, the plover loves the mountain, the woodcock haunts the lonely dells, the soaring heron the fountain. Through lofty groves the couchet roves, the path of man to shun it, and the hazel bush o'erhangs the thrush, the spreading thorn, the linnet. Thus every kind their pleasure find, the savage and the tender. Some social join, some leagues combine, some solitary wander. Away, away, the cruel sway, tyrannic man's dominion. The sportsman's joy, the murdering cry, the fluttering gory pinion. But Willie dear, the evening's clear, swift flies the skimming swallow. The sky is blue and fields in view, all change in green and yellow. Then let us stray our gladsome way and view the charms of nature. The waving corn, the fruited thorn, and every happy creature. And we will walk and sweetly talk while the silent moon shines clearly. I'll clasp thy waist and fondly pressed, swear how I love you dearly. Not springtime showers to budding flowers, not autumn to the farmer, so dear can be as thou to me, my own, my loving child.
Emily said she's Little Red Riding Hood, buttoning up her coat. and I wondered what she would have said. 6 years old and in Baghdad instead, waiting for peace to be declared the day before the war. We went and planted last year's Christmas tree. We all agreed it looked so sad, and I wondered what I'd dig instead if I were a Christian in Baghdad, waiting for peace to be declared on the day before the war. It's all gibberish they're telling us. They don't know what it means. We'll all be home by Christmas, yeah. Yeah, yeah. 1914. The streets were quiet, like the night was holding its breath. A clenched fist, angry, scared, ashamed. We lit candles in Trafalgar Square. Now all the lives go up in flames, waiting for peace to be declared, just like on the day before the war. It's all gibberish they're telling us. Few casualties, ours not to reason why. Baghdad was lit up like a Christmas tree on the 4th of July. Emily said she's Little Red Riding Hood, buttoning up her coat. And I wondered in Baghdad instead how many 6-year-olds are dead. One is much like another, a child of a mother and a father, a very special son or daughter, a lot like me and you.
One of the folk world's greatest singers, Roy Bailey there with The Day Before the War. And before that, you heard another fabulous singer, Ray Fisher, with Now Wrestling Wins. Both of those tracks appear on the album All Through the Year, produced by Richard Thompson. Part of that little stable, I think, of 3 or 4 albums. Really great stuff. Richard Thompson, not just a fabulous singer, songwriter, performer, but also a great supporter of traditional music and musicians. Now, I thought now would be a good time to play you another track from the great album Living by the Air from the band Filigree. This one is called The Hard Times of Old England, and I think I'm right in saying that the phrase Living by the Air comes from the song Mad Tom of Bedlam. To see Mad Tom of Bedlam, 5,000 miles I've travelled, and still they sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys. Bedlam boys are bonny, for they all go bare and live by the air, and they want no meat nor money. I think that's how it goes. And Bedlam is about right, because maybe that's where we are now. Enough from me. Filigree, Hard Times of Old England.
Come on, brother tradesmen that travel along.
Oh, pray come and tell me where the trade is all gone.
Long time I have travelled and cannot find none.
and it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times.
Provisions you buy at the shop, it is true,
but if you've no money, there's none there for you.
So what's a poor man and his family to do? And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times.
If you go to a shop and you ask for a job,
they'll answer you there with a shake and a nod.
It's enough to make a poor man to turn out and rob. And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times.
You will see the poor tradesman a-walking the street,
from morning till night employment to seek.
And scarcely they have any shoes to their feet. And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times.
Our soldiers and sailors and just come from war,
in fighting for the king and their country for sure.
Come home to be starved, should have stayed where they were. And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times.
So now to conclude and to finish my song,
let us hope that these hard times, they will not last long.
And soon we'll have occasion to alter our song and sing all the good times of old England, in old England, very good times. And sing all the good times of old England, in old England, very good times.
Hard Times of Old England, from Filigree's album Living by the Air. And as I said earlier on in this podcast, if there is anybody, any record company listening, do put that album out, because I think it's great. Voices in harmony, singing some of the best songs ever. What can be wrong? Now, long-time listeners and regular listeners to this podcast will know that I am a massive fan of the Canadian singer-songwriter Maria Dunn. She has written some of the best songs ever and recorded some fine, fine albums. And she's a new album just out called Joyful Banner Blazing. And this is the title track.
In streets where no one's path is smooth, polish rarest Sunday shoes, lined all along the road are we. One big heart on one big sleeve, and in the wake of the hearse, our voices float in verse. Every buoyant phrase and melody cries, sister, you will ever be coming round the mountain. Joyful banner blazing, you are young, you are precious, you are loved. A young man's thanks for all you did, so lads like him could just be kids. A safe place he could hang about, drop the tough act, lose the lout. A single mum determined gaze remembers how she freely played and took to heart the stories, songs that whisper still. Girl, you are strong, you'll be coming round the mountain over the rainbow. A joyful banner blazing, you are young, you are precious, you are loved. Your smiling eyes cut through it all. To our better selves did call, confident that we were there, coaxing us to dream, to dare, challenging the deal in drugs, raising money in the pubs, pulling heartstrings, squeezing funds, our shameless self is flying on. Nurtured, nudged along our way, taught us skills to help us cope through the darkness into hope. You're in the bustle of our streets, in the rain upon our cheeks. Your words a mantra we will keep and pass to every child we meet. Coming round the mountain, oh, you'll be coming round the mountain, over the rainbow, a joyful banner blazing. You are young, you are precious, you are young, you are precious, you are young, you are precious, you are loved.
Mariah Dunn, celebrating as she always does, working people, working men, working women, and honouring them wherever they are. Do check her stuff out. It's, I think, monumental. I'll play another track from that album before I close the podcast, because now I'm going to play you something from one of my heroes, Brian Finnegan. I'm so glad I don't play the tin whistle, because if I did, I would break it. Because Brian, like Mike McGoldrick, is just another genius. Not only is he a fantastic flute and whistle player, but he's a great composer too. I've just got myself a digital copy of his new album, which is called Hunger of the Skin. And I hate expressions like over the moon, blown apart or whatever, but what can I say? It is really a stunning, stunning album. I want to listen to it some more, because the last track on the album I want to play you, but I want to think about it first, and I'll put it in next month's show, because it's very deep, it's very emotional, and I think it needs a good coat of looking at first, so I can talk about it with at least a little bit of knowledge. So in the meantime, here's the opening track off what is a wonderful, wonderful album. This is an amazing piece of music called Dust Dash and Dowser Duve, which I think means the black dance. I could be wrong.
Thank you. sakila asım yani harekte litter yular kranya falçırt tam doysa tu Superman who does it to his tooling and zinga. His phone feeling the father get keen with a closer. Fake it on the marijuana, dice him all the shiri. Johnny, she don't dice it to your wish to learn any. Oh, cavalry, no fool, you're a boo, I'm in the fridge. Joy, you know, joy, you dice it to dust. The Jenna, you have the dice it to the scrap of father, you I told you what the scrap of my corner on sneer. Jenna, you have the dice it to do, you're a shenanigan. I said, Maria, let me to a boy. The gala, she knows the king in the desert in his vessel. A cradle play a rise to a desolation vessel. She knows the king in the world in his vessel. A cradle to a rise to a desolation vessel.
Finnegan from the album Hunger of the Skin with Dust and Dowser Doove, which, as I said, I think means the Black Dance. I'm going to play another track from that, as I said, in the next podcast at the end of March. Just got time for two or three more before the end of the show. So here's a track from another young up-and-coming musician singer called Mossy Christian. His debut album is called Come Nobles and Heroes, and this is his version, a lovely version of the traditional sea shanty, Homeward Bound.
We're bound away at the break of day.
Goodbye, fare thee well, we wish you well.
We're bound away, we can no longer stay.
Hurrah, me boys, and we're homeward bound.
Well, when we get home to Liverpool town,
goodbye, fare thee well, we wish you well.
Them pretty young girls, they'll all come down.
Hurrah, me boys, and we're homeward bound.
And when we get home to Catherine Dock,
goodbye, fare thee well, we wish you well.
Them pretty young girls all around us, they'll flock.
Hurrah, me boys, we're homeward bound.
Well, one to the other you'll hear them say,
goodbye, fare thee well, we wish you well.
Look, here comes Jack with his 9 months' pay.
Hurrah, me boys, we're homeward bound.
Well, when all our money is gone and it's spent,
goodbye, fare thee well, we wish you well.
We'll back to the seas and we'll never repent.
Hurrah, me boys, we're homeward bound.
For the anchors are weighed and the sails they are set.
Goodbye, fare thee well, we wish you well.
You knows that we're leaving, we leave with regret.
Hurrah, me boys, we're homeward bound.
We're homeward bound at the break of day.
Goodbye, fare thee well, we wish you well.
We're bound away, we can no longer stay.
Hurrah, me boys, we're homeward bound.
Mossy Christian with Homeward Bound from his album Come Heroes and Nobles. Now, how do I put this? Another great oak has fallen in the forest of folk and traditional music. The great melodeon player, Joe Burke, passed away a few days ago. Those who know will understand how big a blow this is to the world of traditional Irish music in particular. Joe Burke was not just a melodeon player, he played the pipes, he played the flute. He was a great polymath when it comes to Irish traditional music, but his influence on other musicians was phenomenal. He was, I suppose, the first person to start playing the C, C-sharp, red Paolo Soprani box, tuned very well, which gave that really, really distinctive sound to his playing and to many other players too. His musicianship spanned decades, and he left behind him a rake of great albums and great tunes and great performances. I almost went straight for The Books of Aaron Moore, which was, in a way, Joe's signature tune, or at least his treatment of it was something that everybody associated with him. But instead, I thought I'd play a gentler set. This is The Connachtman's Rambles and The Cat in the Corner, played absolutely beautifully by Joe and great piano work by Charlie Lennon. Joe Burke with Charlie Lennon on piano, a great set of jigs there, The Connachtman's Rambles and The Cat in the Corner. Great man, great musician. Got time for another couple of guys, I'll get a couple in here. Maria Dunn's new album, like I said, Joyful Banner Blazing, is, I believe, absolutely terrific. All her own songs except this one, which I'm going to play now. It's quite unlike a lot of the stuff that she writes, but it's a beautiful version of a song written by Roy Himes, and it's called From Dublin with Love.
You flew out of Dublin town into the setting sun. I stayed in this tiny room for days, far away from anyone. And I poured my heart out, I emptied
just did it from Dublin with love. Felt a little better then. Promised I'd wait. I would stay forever true. Every night I lay awake and dreamed, dreamed of me and you. You said you would send for me, but you sent postcards, regrets, news, and nothing yet. I sent what little money I had left, and I sent it from Dublin with love across the sea. 3,000 miles between you and me. This is all a grave mistake. You don't know how my heart aches all the way from Dublin with love across the sea. How long is lonely night? How far is long gone? Everybody says I'm a fool, the way that I carry on. Operator overseas, I've been calling all night long. Do you really have to ask me once again? Don't you know where I'm calling from? Calling from Dublin with love. 3,000 miles between you and me. This is all a grave mistake. You don't know how my heart aches all the way from Dublin with love across the sea. Dublin with love across the sea. Tell me, have you lost heart? Have you long forgotten me? I've been calling till I'm blue. I don't get through to you all the way from Dublin with love across the sea. You flew out of Dublin town into the setting sun. I stayed in this tiny room for days, and I poured my emptied out a fountain pen, posted it from Dublin with love. I sent it from Dublin with love across the sea. 3,000 miles between you and me. This is all a grave mistake. You don't know how my heart aches all the way from Dublin with love across the sea. Dublin with love. Call until I'm blue. I don't get through to you all the way from Dublin with love across the sea.
Regular listeners to this show will know that I don't normally go a great bundle on love songs, being a curmudgeonly old bugger sitting here in my stone shed, grumbling and moaning away, but there's something about that song which just got to me, from Dublin with Love. I think it's great. Mariah Dunne from her new album, Joyful Banner Blazing. Great stuff. One more track, and then the Dingle Angle to finish us off. Young Brendan Power on harmonica. When I grow up, I want to be this man, Hans Thiesink, and I want to play in a blues band with no bass guitar and instead a euphonium, playing that bottom line like a New Orleans marching band. I love it to bits. This is Hans Thiessink with My Baby. Change the lock on her door.
My babe done chain the lock on the door. My babe done chain the lock on the door. Well, the key I've got, it just won't fit no more. My mama told me, my papa told me too. My dear old mama told me, my papa told me too. Settle down with a woman, boy, she makes a wreck out of you. You throw out my clothes and my blue suede shoes and my old guitar, it keeps on Kalamazoo. But how on earth could you throw out my rhythm and blues, especially that old Ray Charles? Got a new man, the rumors spread all over town. Yeah, you got yourself a new man, and the rumors spread all over town. Can I leave you, mama? You don't stop messing around. Say bye bye, baby. I believe it's time to go. Say bye bye, baby. I believe it's time to go. You won't stop messing around with me, Mrs. Soul. Chain the lock on the door. My babe don't chain the lock on the door. And the key I've got, it just won't fit no more.
The collapse of the euphonium at the end there. Great. Love it. Hans Thiessink, My Baby Changed the Lock on Her Door, from the album My Baby Likes to Boogie. Now I'm going to play you the full version of the tune called The Dingle Angle, which comes from Brendan Power's album Trad-ish. And I just have a little note here which I wrote down, because normally I associate Lucy Randall as the percussionist working with Brendan Power. But on this particular album, he's brought along Greg Sheehan, who's playing both cajon and jazz bowron, which takes some doing. Anyway, thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to go to the website, 3W'sMikeHardingFolkShow.com, where you'll find loads more programmes to download and a donate button, should you wish to donate, and links through to all the artists' pages as well. Do look after yourselves, mind how you go, spring is coming, and we may be just on the edge of beating this bloody pandemic, but don't let go of the reins yet. No big parties, no daft stuff, just look after yourselves, wear your masks, take care of each other, and hang on in there, because nothing lasts forever, as the nun said when she bit the bum off the sugar elephant. Ta-ra!